This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Kendra Grant, KENDRA GRANT. Date of birth 05/11/1984. Date of appointment May 1st, 2025. Requesting a physician. Nadeem Chaudhary Mumtaz, NADEEMCHOUDHRYMUMTAZ. Dear Dr. Mumtaz, I have the pleasure of seeing Kendra Grant today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 40-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 4/27/2025. On that day at 9:40 a.m., she becomes confused, not feeling well, becomes hot, sweaty, and then she started shaking, started with the left upper extremity shaking and then involved the both upper extremities. Eyes were open and rolled back. Shaking lasted about less than 3 minutes. Then she became confused for about 20 minutes. She bit the tongue also on the left side. No incontinence. She had a history of seizure in 2014 and she had about 5 seizures since then. Last one was in 2022. She was on Vimpat before. It was discontinued on December 2022 by herself. Her MRI of the brain did not show any acute changes. Echocardiogram shows ejection fraction 65%. The urine was positive for marijuana. Patient was started on Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily in the hospital. Now she is doing good. Past medical history of epilepsy. Past surgical history, none. Allergy to penicillin medication, Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily and aspirin 81 milligram daily. Social history, smoke half a pack of cigarette per day. She drinks 3 times daily. Wine, 2 to 3 glasses. She use marijuana. She is not working. She is single, lives with the boyfriend, have no children. Family history, mother deceased with heart issue, father deceased with heart issue, 1 sister, 3 half-sister, 1 half-brother, most of them have heart problem. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, confusion, convulsion, blackout, anxiety, sleep problem. Physical examination. Blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels unpresent. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveals presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. Right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, headache. Number 3, anxiety. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the Keppra 500 mg 2 times daily. Her MRI of the brain did not show any acute changes. Her urine was positive for marijuana. I advised her not to use marijuana. I advised her also not to use alcohol. I would like to order EEG. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.